You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
On this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, we're going to finish up the secrets of hypnosis. Again, how it works, why it doesn't. And I'm going to focus on dispelling myths and fears because that's one of the big ones that come up. And again, I'm going to be giving away a free hypnosis guide. Stay tuned.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright, originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
What is up, people? It is David Wright, the Motor City Hypnotist, coming to you from the Podcast Detroit Northville Studios. With me is my producer, Matt Fox. He's the man behind the board and handling everything that I need during this podcast.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes first.
I'm just playing. Happy to be here, my friend.
What in blazes are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
So we are finishing up. I know we started on our last episode as far as really breaking down the secrets of hypnosis, how it works, why it works. So we're going to finish up with that because, again, we ran out of time. And I know once I, you know, maybe I'm rambling, but I get caught up in this and it just gets maybe it gets away a little bit. But that's cool. So I want to make sure everybody gets what they need and understands. And really, I want to cover all of the things that you need to know as far as hypnosis goes. So I know that we talked about last time, just to review a little bit, about having the front part and the back part of your mind, which is the conscious and the subconscious. And then all of your habits being stored in the subconscious, such as smoking, overeating, drug abuse, whatever it is. And actually thinking as far as even your own self-esteem, your own thoughts, you know, self-doubts, negativity, self-deprecation, things like that, that when those become habits, they happen automatically. You don't have to think about it. So what we're going to get into is some fears and misconceptions about hypnosis. And the reason this is important is this prevents a lot of people from actually seriously thinking about doing hypnosis because they have fears and it's kind of scares people. And I'm like, ooh, are you going to make me do something crazy?
Can I try it really quick?
And they just don't know. It's
misconceptions.
Misconceptions. And that's exactly what I like to call them because they are misconceptions. So one of the big misconceptions about hypnosis is that if I'm the hypnotherapist or the hypnotist and I hypnotize you, that I can control you. I can make you do whatever I want you to do. And I think that's a big one because a lot of people have, well, let's be honest, they have control issues and not in a bad way, but you want to be in control and, you know, you want to make sure that you're not doing something that's kind of out of character or that you wouldn't do normally.
Sure.
And again, it's a safety issue too, because if you're with, and I guess I should bring this up because they're unscrupulous people everywhere. And I'm sure there are probably some low life hypnotists out there that might try to take advantage of people.
God damn it.
It just happens in every profession. So people want to, of course, they want to protect themselves. They don't want to get into something where they're going to be, you know, in any way hurt. So I think that is one of the big hurdles people get is just realizing that I can't make you do something if I hypnotize you. If I were to hypnotize Matt sitting here and I were to say to him, okay, Matt, I want you to leave this room and the first person you see, you're going to punch them in the face.
If they're not wearing a mask,
well,
sure.
Now, he's not going to do that because his brain, now I have to clarify that, unless he normally does that. If that's in his behavior.
That's what I'm here for. It's a habit.
Can I try it really quick?
fuck are you doing?
So yeah, if it's in his character, he might. But realistically, his brain is going to say, well, no, I'm not going to do that. That's stupid. So even if I say something outlandish like that, which I wouldn't do with somebody who's hypnotized, they're not going to act on it if it's at odds with their brain, with it's at odds of their character or their moral compass. This could be a whole show by itself. So maybe we shouldn't start this. But I know there have been stories, news stories out there in the past about people who have been sexually assaulted while under hypnosis. And people not, I'm not contradicting that. I'm just saying that would be something to look into as far as there are a couple of different ways this could have happened, you know, without indicting both people or either one, right. You know, without knowing the full story. But typically, when you're under hypnosis, and I'm going to say I've never had anybody do something that was just totally off the wall. So the big thing is that you are in control ultimately of your own decisions. So it doesn't matter what I say when you're under hypnosis. If you don't want to do it, you're not going to do it.
Sure.
It's just a fact. Now, you might be more apt to do things. I kind of compare it as I take a sip of Guinness. It's like having a buzz.
By the way, there's more in the freezer if you want more.
Oh, perfect. Yes. I'll head out there in between and my next show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
but I kind of compare it to just being just when you're relaxed, you're more open, you're more free. Mm-hmm. And that's why. And again, we're gonna do a whole show on stage hypnosis and the fun we have with that. But in a stage setting, that's why people are more apt to dance around and have fun and sing in front of people that and really. When I do stage stuff, I always try to use that as an example of, look at this. If you have a phobia of talking in front of people, let me spend a couple of sessions with you. You'll be so confident it will not affect you at all. So there are things like that, and I guess let's get back to misconceptions. So I'm going off on a tangent and,
that happens.
Stop it.
I know it does happen. So the misconceptions, one is that I can control you. That can't happen. Another misconception is that somehow you can get stuck in hypnosis, that if you get hypnotized, that you would be, you'd just be stuck there.
I'd be punching every single person I see if you're stuck in
hypnosis.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
So you can't get stuck. It's like saying you can get stuck in a daydream or stuck in a nap or stuck reading a book. You know, whenever you want, you can just focus on something else. And I don't know why that's a fear for some people, because it's like, oh, what if I get stuck there and I can't get out? Briefly, there was an incident at James Madison University within the last 6 months where they had a hypnotist there doing a show, and numerous people in the audience had a bad reaction. And when I say bad reaction, is that they felt that they were stuck, or they felt that they couldn't come out.
Numerous people?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, and I'll get into it. I'll give you my quick theory on that. But what happens is that there's kind of in any crowd, wherever it is, there's kind of this crowd mentality where something starts to happen and then the other person thinks, well, maybe it's happening to me too. And it's kind of like this fear spreading. So a lot of these students felt like they were stuck and they were overwhelmed, and then it ended up having to cancel the show. It was a big story on the national news because they had to, stop the show. And I'll get more into, I'll do a specific thing on that, a specific show on that too, but you can't get stuck. I'm going to go through that story at some point and show you where maybe the flaws in reporting are on that.
Okay.
Maybe not the facts are flawed, but the reactions possibly are. So you can't get stuck in hypnosis. That's a big thing. The other thing is that you're going to give away secrets under hypnosis. That's another misconception or fear. Honestly, if I could hypnotize you and get your PIN number for your ATM, you know, I wouldn't be working.
Probably not.
Good for you.
Yeah. But again, you're not going to give up information that you wouldn't give up normally. Again, it's something that's protected. You have this moral block. You have this moral compass that will prevent you from telling secrets or doing things out of character or, you know, just being not you.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are a lot of the misconceptions. And the other one, excuse me, one of the other big ones is that, again, people just in general think it's fake. That when they see a stage show, they think, well, these people on stage, they have to be in on it. They have to be they have to be going along, or they have to be being paid. And
I ain't listening to you no more.
In that they're somehow in on it. But I'm going to tell you, over almost 29 years of doing this clinically and also doing stage shows, there's no way you could get that. It's like conspiracy theories. There's way too many people that it would take to make that happen, to make it fake. And so again, it's easy to say, oh, well, that's got to be fake. And really, most of the time people think things are fake or they don't work is maybe they don't understand it.
You know, not to take, you know, the question I have right now is self-hypnosis. Is that something that you can teach somebody as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, as I mentioned earlier, anytime somebody meditates, they're really doing a form of self-hypnosis.
Okay.
Because you're quieting your mind, you're quieting your body, you're just kind of going into that Zen state. That really is where hypnosis occurs.
You find your own mind's eye at that
yes,
point.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So yeah, definitely you can, and there are a lot of books on there about self-hypnosis and effective ways to do it. But you have an advantage if you've done any type of yoga or meditation or anything that's like mind-body connected. You're already way ahead as far as that goes.
Nice.
And those kind of people, when I see people that have already mastered meditation or they do a lot of yoga, when I get them in the office, it's very easy to get them into hypnosis because they're used to being at that state of relaxation.
Sure.
And their mind being quiet too.
Hmm.
And here's the other thing too. And I know a lot of people's perception of hypnosis is based on media.
Damn it.
I mean, yeah. Movies, TV, things you see. I don't think I've ever seen it portrayed correctly in movies or TV.
Hmm.
I don't think I've seen it portrayed correctly. Maybe bits and pieces, but not like the whole thing.
Okay.
I think specifically of like Get Out, that if you saw that movie.
Oh, that's
With the teacup ding 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 dingling and yeah. It was just a little bit again. And there's one where the gentleman was stuck in hypnosis, and you just can't be stuck there.
Just the spoon going around the stirring, teacup.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And it doesn't happen that way.
No.
Cause at some point, he could have just chosen, well, no, I just don't want to be here anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So again, there are a lot of fears and misconceptions, about hypnosis. And what I'd like to do is kind of just go in and again, we're going to hit on a couple, there's a lot of stuff. And to my listeners too, hopefully you're on board on this and we continue on, but we're going to be addressing a lot of hypnosis at the beginning, just because that's the name of the podcast. But again, really this can relate to mental health, self-help, anything that you want to make that people want to make positive changes to their lives. So we are going to get into other topics, but everything can relate back to changing your thinking. And that really is the whole theme, is that if you change your thinking, it's just going to change how you feel and you're just going to be better. You just will. So let me drop in a plug real quick because I didn't do it in the beginning. As soon as I find it, this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast is brought to you by Counseling and Therapy Associates. Counseling and Therapy Associates is a full-service outpatient mental health facility located in Taylor, Michigan, and provides therapy for adults, adolescents, children, and couples. Counseling and Therapy Associates has a staff of 11 fully licensed master's-level therapists specializing in anxiety, depression, couples counseling, and many, many other issues. Please visit counselingandtherapyassociates.com to view their website and discover possibilities to become a better you. Cool.
So, back to it.
So again, there. We're going to try to finish in this thing as far as, again, misconceptions. And I know I covered a lot of those, but if you have one, if you have something specific, like, well, I don't know, maybe you had a bad experience in hypnosis. And yeah, I want to hear about it. Let me know about it, because I like to address things like that specifically, and try and give you some comfort that if you have a reputable therapist and they know what they're doing, there's no reason to be fearful or to be, to have that anxiety about it.
One of the reasons why I quit eating sushi for a while, because I had a bad experience, just saying.
Mm.
And it took years for me to hop back on that sushi train.
Right. Well, I mean, it's that mental connection. I mean, y'all the stories of people who in their young days drink something and like they have the worst drunken hangover of their lives and they just swear it off, you know?
I've got a list of those, yes.
You got many more.
Stop it.
Yeah, because that happens. It you have a mental connection to something that affects the way you feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the whole theme as far as, let's just change the thinking. Once you change the thinking, the feeling will come with it. Mm. And I think a lot of people get stuck in that. Oh, I feel, I'm not... Don't get me wrong. I'm not downplaying people's feelings, because they feel what they feel, and I can't argue with that. But if you're feeling anxious or you're feeling depressed, you can do something. We can do something to change the thought processes. We can do something to change that habit that just keeps that I like to call it the movie that you replay over and over in your head. Because
yep.
You play the same movie over and over again, you're going to get the same feelings and results from it. And that's something that a lot of people just never get to the point where they can catch that or fix that. Mm. So I know we've covered a lot about hypnosis, how it works, misconceptions. And again, I'd like to hear from listeners. If you've been, I want to hear your experiences under hypnosis, because I get a lot of feedback, especially after shows or especially from clients in the office, as far as, oh my, that was the most relaxed I've ever felt in my life.
Hmm.
And they'll just, it's almost like amazing to them. Like, even though they want it to work and they kind of believe it, once they experience it, it's almost like riding a bike. Once you get there, it's like, wow, I never knew that this could be that good.
Sure.
Yeah. So again, I know we are... You know, we didn't have winner of the week this episode, but I'm going to throw this in because I have a great story.
Go for it.
That's how winning is done.
It cracks me up.
You know what that's from, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It's how do I put this? It's so corny that it's just good.
It's great.
Yeah. I just got to use it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So again, there's a lot of, again, I said this on our first episode, a lot of stuff's going on, a lot of stuff that's just, you know, people just don't want to watch the news. They're overwhelmed. They're just feeling like crap. But again, I find good things. And this was a great thing. So this is from Wilmington, North Carolina. Now, a famous toaster, well, they call it a toastery. I'm assuming that's a restaurant, but we'll call it a toastery in Wilmington. A couple came in and apparently visiting the restaurant for the first time. And the owner said that the couple was very complimentary of the staff and food. And when they left the waitress a $1,000 tip.
Whoa.
And it says on the receipt, which of course you guys can't see on audio, but it said, bless you all. And the amount of the bill was $40 and... No, $43.31 was the amount of their meal, and they left a $1,000 tip.
Wow, that's great.
And it's just something that's good. I mean, it's great to hear things that people are appreciated. And so that couple, and the great thing, because, you know, a lot of times people do things to get recognized.
Hmm.
they're unidentified. They didn't say who they were. They never claimed it.
That's how you pay it forward.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
That's what makes this couple the winner of the week.
That's how winning is done.
That's it. That's how winning is done. So we're back into hypnosis. And again, this is our second part and kind of finishing up about what hypnosis is, how it works, misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And I want people to really kind of get into this thinking pattern of, you know what, if is there something that I want to change as far as my thinking goes? And we probably all know those people. The negative people, they're always complaining. Yeah. They're always,
the big sighs. Yeah, they're always sighing about something.
So serious.
Yeah.
They're just always just, oh, I'm so miserable. I can't, and everybody's against them, or every circumstance is against them. And it's just, really, even people like that, if you just stop and just say, if you just change the way you think, you're going to get a change in the way you feel, and that's going to change your behavior. And I guarantee, if you're able to do that, other people are going to see that.
Consistency is the key, though.
You're right. Consistency is the key.
Because you can feel good for one day, mm-hmm. and then something triggers you, and then you're right back where you started 2 days ago.
Well, and this comes down to the whole theory of why hypnosis is effective. And I'm going to try to break this down into a nutshell. I don't know how we're doing on time here, Matt, but.
Oh yeah. You got plenty of time.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Yep. I don't know if do you know Darren Brown? He does, he has some specials on Netflix.
I've heard of Darren Brown.
So again, yes. Hypnotist, mentalist, motivational speaker, magician. Mm-hmm. He's kind of covers all of these gamuts, but on his show, I think the special was Miracle. He, and I'm going to paraphrase because I'll get the quote out for one of our podcasts later on, but I'm paraphrasing. He says, if you take everything out there that you don't have control over and just put it aside, not think about it, because if you can't control it, why are you thinking about it? And just focus on the things that you can control. Automatically you become happier.
Yeah.
And it's again, it sounds simplistic, but the whole point he's making is that work on the stuff that you can control. That's where you can make changes. And I know with things that are going on right now, you know, politically, you know, the protests and a lot of these things are hopefully will bring about good change. But people get people and COVID. Well, that's the big thing too.
Yeah.
Again, that's something that you can only control so much of that. If as long as you're taking precautions and doing what you can, but you can't worry about it because it's out there, and you may get it and you may not. But as long as you take the precautions, that's what you have control over. And if you just focus on the things you can control, and forget about the things that you can't control, automatically you're going to feel better. And I think we're going to focus a specific show on that later on, as far as just changing thinking processes and just being more, thinking more positively and just taking control of your own thoughts. And this comes back full circle to hypnosis and what hypnosis does. If you take away that underlying habit of thinking, whatever it is, whether it's a physical habit like smoking, overeating, self-doubt, self-criticism, if you take those subconscious thoughts and you reset them to make them positive, you're automatically going to feel better. It's and again, I'm making it sound easy, but in some instances it is. If you just make that change and just change the thinking, you're just going to feel better. And that's what hypnosis can do for you. And it doesn't have to be hypnosis. I know because I'm a hypnotist, hypnotherapist, and also a regular therapist, a licensed professional counselor, there are a lot of ways to get there. But the thing I like about hypnosis is that sometimes it doesn't matter why you think the way you do. Sometimes it does. But for instance, you know, as far as smoking goes, it doesn't matter what you feel or think about it. You just want it gone.
Right.
So let's just go. Let's I call it a shortcut. Let's just take the shortcut and get it done.
Right.
Let's just bypass the whys and make the change as far as changing the way you think about it.
Right. Yeah, there has to almost be a reason behind it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For my wife and I,
yeah,
we enjoyed smoking.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Oh no. A lot of people do.
But it was financially becoming an incredible burden. Mm-hmm. So that was the motivation for her and I. And you know what? All those funds that we were being spent, they are going somewhere else now.
Right.
Right? Because we have other habits.
and think about how much, and you can tell me, Matt, think about how much better you feel not doing it.
When I can do 22 push-ups within a minute, yeah, I feel pretty good. At my age, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good for you.
I don't know if I could do 22 push-ups right now.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, that's
funny.
That might be some work. Although I have been taking the dog for a walk more lately, just to get moving.
Sure.
You know, but again, this comes back. I really, if I committed to this, I could have an exercise regime, a daily thing. You know, I just need to make the decision. And mm-hmm. once that becomes habit,
mm-hmm.
it is just automatic. There was a time, and I don't want to kind of, you know, brag, back in my mid-20s to
it's
early
30s.
It is.
Away.
I can brag all I want. Yeah.
I ain't listening to you no more.
So there was a period of time, and it probably was, I'm going to say 6-7 years, where I worked out every day, Monday through Friday, and rarely missed. It was just habit.
Yeah.
Once I get into it, I didn't even think about it. My alarm went off at 5, and I was up and worked out and before I went to work. And
boring.
No, and it just became locked in. I didn't think about it. It was a habit.
Right.
And I felt great
mm-hmm.
because when you're working out, you feel great.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know, if folks wanted to find you,
yes,
where would we go to look for you?
You're going to find me all of the social media as far as YouTube, Facebook, Motor City Hypnotist on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter at Motor City Hypno. I'm on Instagram also. And if you want to support the show, I know I usually plug this up front. If you want to support the show, I'm also on Patreon. And there's a lot of cool things on there. Early access to shows. You got some good freebies to give away. I got a coffee mug for those of you who are seeing the video of this either on YouTube or Facebook Live or on Facebook after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of things if you'd like to support the show financially. And also, I want to make sure, because I know I offered this the last episode, I'll offer it again today, a free hypnosis guide. And the link to get that free hypnosis guide is going to be in the show notes where you pick up the podcast or on my Facebook page. All of those links as far as my social media and getting that free hypnosis guide will be available to you. So pick that up. It's a PDF. It's about a page and a half, but it does go through a lot of the things I discussed during the last two episodes. As far as, again, just what hypnosis is, you know, the some myths and misconceptions, mm-hmm. and it'll just kind of give you an outline or a little guide as far as what to follow.
I'm looking forward to them. Truly. Yep.
Absolutely. And again, upcoming shows, I'm going to plug a couple other ones, although I don't know what order they're going to be in, but we're going to do Hypnosis and Tequila. That will be one of our shows.
I'm already game for that.
I know. And another one we're going to do is we're going to talk specifically about stage hypnosis in particular, which will be interesting to a lot of folks, especially if they've experienced that.
Awesome.
So again, we will be back. We will be back next time.
Or just continue listening as it rolls into the next episode.
Well, right? That's true too.
Yeah.
Because it will just keep going. And again, subscribe to the podcast, leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Change your thinking, change your life. Laugh hard, run fast, be kind. I'll see you guys soon.